Though no Wisconsin airports were directly impacted by the flight cuts, some travelers are still feeling its effects. Anthony Rajkoff and his partner were stuck in Milwaukee for 36 hours. They visited Wisconsin for a convention and were eager to get back to New York City. After a night in a nearby hotel, Rajkoff said he wants his money back.
They didn't compensate us for the flight mainly. They basically just said, oh, because the government's doing it, we can't do anything. I mean, we practically had to stay the whole night. So my question is, why?
As of Monday afternoon, there were nearly 2,200 cancellations nationwide. Steph Conquest-Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.